Welcome to another in our series of Politics and Review podcasts. For many months, speculation abounded about whether or not former President Donald Trump's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, would run for the open U.S. Senate seat in her native state of North Carolina. In her public announcement this week, Ms. Trump has decided not to become a candidate. Immediately after her decision became public, Mr. Trump endorsed Western North Carolina Congressman Ted Budd in the GOP Senate primary. The three-term U.S. representative is opposing former Governor Pat McCrory and ex-U.S. Representative Mark Walker. The leading Democrats are former North Carolina Supreme Court Chief Justice Sherry Beasley and Charlotte State Senator Jeff Jackson. The open North Carolina Senate race will be one of next year's premier political contests. While running for re-election back in 2016, incumbent GOP Senator Richard Burr said he would not seek a fourth term in 2022. The political tickets in the nation's two states holding gubernatorial elections this year are now set. With his victory in the Virginia Democratic primary early in the week, former governor and ex-Democratic National Committee Chairman Terry McAuliffe easily won his party's nomination for a non-consecutive second term. Virginia is the only state in the union that limits its governors to one term, but does not prevent former incumbents from running again after a break in service. His Republican opponent, nominated in a hybrid convention process in early May, is former international hedge fund CEO Glenn Youngkin. A competitive race is expected, but Mr. McAuliffe is rated as the clear favorite to win in November. In New Jersey, former Assemblyman Jack Cittarelli won the Republican primary to face Governor Phil Murphy in the November 2nd general election. Mr. Cittarelli served 8 years in the New Jersey legislature after a term as a Somerset County freeholder. We can expect Mr. Cittarelli to make Governor Murphy's COVID record a key campaign issue, along with jobs and crime. Despite Murphy-ordered draconian lockdowns, New Jersey still records the highest per capita COVID death rate in the nation. The state's Democratic voting history favors the governor, but expect some Garden State political fireworks before this election contest concludes. Texas Republicans scored impressive mayoral victories in runoff elections during the week. In the Mexican border city of McAllen, Republican Javier Villalobos, a former Hidalgo County Republican Party chairman, scored an upset victory in the city's open mayoral contest in a population entity that is 85% Hispanic. This is yet another piece of political evidence to suggest the border region, particularly in reaction to the refugee problem, is beginning to politically turn. In the four congressional districts that lie on the Texas-Mexico border, President Biden, while carrying the seats as all Democrats do, recorded percentages of less than 52% in three of them. Republicans also scored big mayoral wins in Fort Worth and Arlington, both in Tarrant County that in November, for the first time since Lyndon Johnson in 1964, went Democratic for president. These results were also positive rebound signs for the GOP. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.